Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide, the publication that's guaranteed to raise your business profile in Metro Atlanta and beyond. With billions of people online, our publication takes you beyond the internet so you can be seen, recognized, and admired. We have a special treat for you today. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with celebrated Atlanta entrepreneur Miss Mary Parker about her first annual Summer Camp for Visionaries. Our guest today grew up as a sharecropper's daughter in rural Mississippi. She is the founder and CEO of All in One Security Services and one of the region's leading successful business women. Currently, as the founder of the Mary Parker Foundation, she is empowering our future leaders today. Ms. Parker is encouraging everyone to stand with her in 2020 to make a difference in the lives of young people. We are so very honored to have on the phone today a woman who works through her foundation with families, schools, and at-risk children through mentoring, adult education, workshops, and mental health programs. Ms. Mary Parker, welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Good morning, Spark Plug. It is such an honor to be here with you today, and thank you so much for that warm and lovely introduction.
All right. So you doing okay today?
I am doing fantastic, Spark Plug, and thank you for asking.
All right. I see Ms. Brown just joined us. Ms. Brown, how are you this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. Good morning.
All right. Now, we know you two ladies are some of the busiest ladies in Atlanta, so we want to get right into it. Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Ms. Parker, what is your summer camp for visionaries?
Well, first of all, Spark Plug, let me just say that we have created an environment where we want our children to learn stuff and for them to have a blast as well. And we want to welcome everyone to our first annual Camp for Visionaries. And we've launched a virtual summer camp, fun for the children to enjoy from the safety of their own homes. And this environment is where we have blended an education and inspiration that builds positive self-esteem and empowers our children to be innovative. We are very, very excited about this time, Spark Plug.
All right. Well, what impact has COVID-19 had on your initial plans for your summer camp?
Oh, wow. I must say, just as so many others are experiencing setbacks, it is also an opportunity for us to revisit the way that we do things. And the impact that COVID-19 has on the Mary Parker Foundation Summer Camp is that we cannot host it at our current location at Junction 2800 on Campbellton Road. And with that, we didn't want to see our children left out during the summer. So we went back to the drawing board, Spark Plug, and took what we had laid out to be a traditional style camp to create our first virtual online summer camp. And what that means is that our children and our families will be able to activate and participate with the Camp for Visionaries via internet right from their own home. Ambria, this is a great question for you to answer.
Yes, of course. So COVID-19 was exactly what inspired us to shift the summer program. So in March, in April, when things began to shut down, we saw that schools began to shut down. We started to think about the summer camp and the impact that this is going to have on Camp for Visionaries. So we went to the drawing board and said, hey, what can we do? And we took our curriculum that was being planned for the summer camp to be on site, and we started to look at innovative ways that we could turn that virtually. And from there, started to work, started researching platforms, started figuring out the best format. We created a survey and wanted to get the community's input on what they were looking for, how many hours they would want their child to participate in an online camp, if that was something they were interested in. And then we took the feedback that we received and started to build a program to fill the needs of our community.
All right. Well, Ms. Ambria Brown, tell our listeners what your position is with the Mary Parker Foundation.
Yes, of course. So my name is Ambria Brown, and I'm the Director of Programs. So aside from summer camp, we also have after-school programs and programming for adults and different programs that are designed to impact and empower the community.
All right. Well, what's the difference in your virtual camp program from the traditional model?
Well, the biggest thing is it's virtual, right? It's all online. So kids are able to log in, and it's designed for them to have some structured time. So the difference is a bit in the format. So typically we have everyone on site. They have all the materials there. You're coming and the campers are coming and they're engaging with their other campers. They're having a lot of fun. So it was a big puzzle piece of how can we do this in a virtual way? So we're going to be meeting on an online platform. There's still that interaction. We decided to do camp boxes because we realized everyone doesn't have the same materials and we don't want that to prevent anyone from missing out on a fun camp experience. So we will be doing camp boxes that have the supplies for that week. And we have a great staff that has a range of specialties, a range of expertise, and brings a lot of excitement to our program. And so the biggest thing is just the experiences, introducing campers to new experiences, new topics, expand their understanding of what the world is.
Oh, right. Well, what topics will you cover?
Yeah, it's a great question. So some of the topics or example of topics that we're going to cover include cooking, creative writing, financial literacy, understanding money, understanding investing money starting at an early age, art, so, you know, finding a medium in terms of art as an expression of creativity, gardening. We have some STEM programs, TV and film, and then we have other classes such as foreign language, acting, coding, maybe a little cosplay thrown in the mix. So we're really still seeing what the kids want to learn, too, because that's our biggest driver is for the kids.
Wow, it sounds like everything. Now, who will provide the training?
Well, that's another great question, Sparkplug. We've been very, very intentional about the people we're bringing on to execute this program. We've hired teachers from all over the country, and the great thing about the camp being provided virtually is that our teachers are not limited just to the Atlanta or Georgia market. Being online means everyone has access, right? So we've got teachers
right
from all over with a very extensive background in different areas, topics from which Ambria just spoke of. And we also have been intentional about selecting facilitators and industry experts to come in with engaging and fun type of activities to engage our students, primarily because we're also conscious of the fact that our children have been online. They've switched from traditional classroom learning to that of an online platform for the last couple of months. So we know how children can be when it comes to attentiveness, so we've made sure that we've incorporated lots of interactive parts to the program, as well as being intentional of the children's participation and that they will have fun while doing it. We want them to have a blast with the stuff they're working with.
What are you hoping that some of the expected outcomes will be?
Well, we're expecting several outcomes, Sparkplug. And the number one thing that we're presenting here is an opportunity for community-wide support. Support in terms of volunteering for the program. We're inviting people to come out to help us steal the kits that our students will be using this summer, to volunteer their time, and specifically to contribute in the form of donation. Another expectation is that we would like to see 100 students, our first-time online campers, could receive scholarships. We'll probably talk about the cost in a little bit, and we're also providing them with toolboxes or with kits with the various tools and equipment they will need for the interactive piece to the program. And then we also expect that it is an opportunity to bring our schools, our children, our families, our communities, and our churches together, because it's going to require everyone's participation in order for us to pull it off. And just one point I would like to add here, as Ambria explained about converting from regular camp to an online platform, I may also add that we've done this in a record-breaking time of approximately 4.5 weeks. So that was a major accomplishment because so much had to be done. So we're expecting that this being our first online platform, that it will be a resource that will enable us to continue providing online resources for our families and our community.
Well, congratulations to you. And speaking of platforms, what platform will you be using to interact with the participants?
The Zoom platform. So we can do two-way streaming. We'll be able to do breakout rooms for the different age groups and get all of our facilitators and educators on as well and still come together as one big camp community.
All right. What is the cost per child?
We have been very intentional with the costing aspect of being able to put this camp on as well, because we recognize that COVID-19 has impacted families in all aspects, including that of a financial source as well. So the cost of the camp is $120 per week per student, and the kits that we're putting together for them is approximately $35. So in totality, we're looking at approximately $135 per student, which is very, very reasonable. And we're asking our community, we're asking anyone who can to join us in supporting these students in order that they may acquire a scholarship. And the scholarships can be offered for one student for 1 week all the way through 100 students for 9 weeks. Whatever participation in the form of donations that anyone can provide, this is one of my very first asks. And again, I certainly hope that you all understand how important this is to our children. And just as importantly, how important this initiative is to our families as well as our community.
Well, Ms. Parker, that's the good part. Tell us, how can the community get involved?
The community can get involved, first of all, by visiting our website at www.maryparkerfoundation.org, or we are also sending messages out on Facebook, LinkedIn, as well as Twitter. You can contact us directly at info@maryparkerfoundation.org. You can make contributions via our website. You can call us. You can ask about us within the community, and definitely you can back up with Spark Plug here on the Spark Plug radio show.
All right. Well, Ms. Brown, what is the enrollment process?
The enrollment process, we wanted to make it as easy as possible. So if you visit our website, maryparkerfoundation.org, there is a tab at the top that says Summer Camp. And if you click on that, there's a button that says Register for Camp. It gives an overview of camp, and it takes you to a portal where you can register by week. It has all of the dates, all of the times. It has which age group each group is for, and they can press more info to get more information on that week of camp and pay and register online. We also are offering financial scholarships to those in need. So if they go to our website, there is a link where you can fill out a form to apply for financial aid. And then there will just be a couple of days turnaround time until we will be able to message the decision on that financial aid. But that can all be found on the website at maryparkerfoundation.org.
What is the targeted age group?
So the target age group for this summer is about 10 to 16. We do go by grade levels because we realize in some places there are different ages that correspond. So really, we are looking at between 4th grade all the way up to 11th grade.
All right. Well, what is the breakdown for days, hours per day, and weeks for child participation?
Go ahead, Andrea.
Okay. That's a great question. Our days run from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and there is about 45 minutes tied into that schedule for lunch. So we start off with a morning message. We call it Mindful Minutes, getting pumped for the day, setting our intention for the day, coming together as a camp, and then we'll break out into our first breakout session, which is about 100 minutes. It's time so we can really dive hands-on into a lesson and have time to experience with that lesson, the activity, and the outcome would come within that time. Then there's the lunch time, so students can have lunch on their own for about 45 minutes. We come back for our second breakout session of the day at 1 o'clock, and then at 2:45, we have our daily unwind where we wrap up the day and prepare for the next. Our camp starts on June 1st and goes all the way until the 31st. And families who are interested can register their child by the week.
Okay. Well, speaking of parents, how can parents find out more information about Camp for Visionaries?
One of the things that we know is that they can go and begin searching for summer camps, and Camps for Visionaries will show up. So look at the website, look at your Facebook, check with your churches, check with your schools to find out if they have the information. But we have put together everything that a parent will need to make a decision as to whether or not this is the course that they want to take for their children. And certainly, we here at the Mary Parker Foundation are very prayerful that they will choose to enroll their students with the Mary Parker Foundation Summer Camp for Visionaries. Visit our website for all the information at maryparkerfoundation.org.
Well, Ms. Ambria Brown, I'm sure some of our listeners would like to know, how did you get involved with the Mary Parker Foundation?
Absolutely. So I've always been in the community. When I was younger, I was a camp counselor. When I was at college at Spelman, I was a service-based Bonner Scholar. So I've always been engaged in the community and doing programming. So when I relocated back to Georgia from traveling for a while, Ms. Parker and I connected, and she told me that she had some great opportunities with her nonprofit. And with myself being interested in community programming, I was lucky to be brought on board by Ms. Parker.
Beautiful. Tell us again how the Metro Atlanta community can support this great effort to empower our future leaders.
Okay, Atlanta, I've sent out a clarion call, and that call is for you to stand with me as we embark upon endeavors to empower our youth through this particular program called Virtual Summer Camp, the Camp for Visionaries. We need you. We need your expertise. We need your time and talent. And we need your money. We need your children. We need you to stand with us because we stand on this very principle. It's a simple 10 two-letter words that says, if it is to be, it is up to me. I've taken up on the challenge, and I'm waiting for you. So please reach out to the Mary Parker Foundation. Again, our summer camp will run from June 1st through July 31st, 2020. And at the end of that, our students will present our families and our communities with a capstone project for which they will have designed during the summer. And Spark Plug, I want to thank you for this wonderful opportunity to come before your audience this morning, because I believe also to whom much is given, much is also required.
You're more than welcome. Now, Miss Mary Parker, you had so much tremendous success with all-in-one security services. What inspired you to found the Mary Parker Foundation?
Well, that is a perfect segue, because I believe that to whom much is given, much is required. But here's the fundamental moment that really transforms me into thinking, and not just thinking, but acting and responding to the needs of our children. I attended a conference about 10 years or so ago, and I was listening to individuals talking about our children in a negative manner. And I took exception to that. And I thought, what better way to change the perception of our leaders about our children than to get involved personally? I went to my supervisors and asked whether or not we had single parents, females specifically, who had children that could use support with backpacks and school supplies for their children. They came back with 37 recommendations. So I had a back-to-school party for them, and I provided them with the backpack and school supplies that year. Well, as that continued to grow, I decided we needed to form a foundation. So we did that in 2012. And after giving the book bags and so forth, we decided another way to support our families and children were through the resources fund of scholarships. So because of All-in-One Security and my personal fund, we sponsored all those children the first few years ourselves. And then about 4 years ago, we began to reach out to sponsors, some of which have been extremely generous to us. And, you know, I would like to mention that AGL Resources, now the Southern Company, has been an excellent partner for us. I just also believe that if there's a change that we as the leaders of our communities will see from our children, then the best way to ensure it happens is to reinvest or to invest our resources within them that will perhaps give them a brighter future. And that's my primary objective, is to empower future leaders, specifically underserved communities and families.
And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
They can connect with us on Facebook, MaryParkerFoundation.org. We're on Twitter and Instagram, LinkedIn. Or they can also reach out to All-in-One Security, who is our number one supporter.
Well, Ms. Mary Parker and Ms. Ambria Brown, do you have any final words you'd like to leave with our listening audience about the Mary Parker Foundation's Summer Camp for Visionaries?
This program has been designed for the community by the community, so we're really excited for the community to be involved, but really also value the feedback for the community. So come join the camp, send your kids, let us know how you like it, let us know what we can change. We want something that the community is vested in, and it's a two-way exchange.
Thank you for that, Ambria. There is an organization that says, buy us for us. Well, that's our concept as well. Help us to help our children. We're also looking at this camp to be an experiment that we can also come back and say, when a community stands together, this is the outcome. So I'm thanking you all in advance for your participation and for your answer to this clarion call.
The Mary Parker Foundation's Summer Camp for Visionaries. Give out that contact information one more time, Ms. Parker.
MaryParkerFoundation.org. You can visit our website, register for the summer camp, as well as complete the financial aid form that we have on the website as well.
All right. Ms. Brown, would you like to give out the phone number one more time?
The best way to get in contact with us is going to be info@maryparkerfoundation.org, just over email, because we're not physically on site. If you leave your number, we can give you a call back.
Well, Ms. Mary Parker, founder of the Mary Parker Foundation, and Ms. Ambria Brown, thanks for spending some of your most valuable and precious time with us today.
Thank you so much. It was wonderful of you to have us on the show. And may God bless you for the great work that you're doing in the community as well, Spark Plug.
All right. Well, you've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on women business owners and professionals in Metro Atlanta and beyond. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. To view the digital version of People You Need to Know Business Guide, please visit sparkplugpr.com. If you'd like to be a guest on our show, please give us a call at 770-460-5995, and we'll tell you how to make that happen. I want to take a moment to thank my production team for doing another beautiful job behind the scenes. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind, whether you'll lead or linger behind, whether you'll try for a goal that is far, or be content to stay where you are. Take it or leave it, there's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you.